Today on Wiki News, we briefly recap the top stories from around the world. Today is Friday, March 2, 2012. I'm Caitlin Crane with Austin Payne, and this is Wiki News. There is a small chance that an asteroid named 2011 AG5 could hit Earth in February 2040. Astronomers have been tracking the asteroid since January 2011. It is unknown whether the asteroid is solid rock or a collection of debris. Scientists expect the odds of the asteroid colliding with Earth to decrease to near zero by 2016. Apple's share prices rose nearly 2% on Tuesday, identifying the corporation as the world's most valuable company. Apple reached $504 billion in equity value. Apple is expected to launch a new version of the iPad next Wednesday at a media event, with speculation that Apple could pay its first dividend. 17-year-old TJ Lane was charged Thursday in the shooting and killing of three Chardon High School students and the wounding of two others just outside Cleveland, Ohio. The teenager has been charged with three counts of aggravated murder, two counts of attempted aggravated murder, and one count of felonious assault. Prosecutor David Joyce said he intends to charge Lane as an adult. If convicted, Lane could be facing life without parole.
Nearly $5 million was posted in bail for 16 pro-democracy Americans to escape Egypt. The Americans were charged with using illegal funds and financing protests against the ruling Egyptian military. This conflict has strained American-Egyptian ties, and some U.S. officials have threatened to cut off the $1.3 billion that Egyptian receives for military aid. Severe tornadoes have hit the Midwest of the United States. Tornadoes killing at least a dozen people struck down early Wednesday morning. The hardest-hit town, Harrisburg, Illinois, claims half the deaths. Cleanup and recovery efforts are underway. U.S. February auto sales are at their highest point in over 4 years, with GM sales gaining 1.1%, topping analysis predictions. With the average vehicle on the road being a record 10.1 years old, the need to replace aging vehicles is rising, causing a surge in new car sales. Such sales also represent a growing economy. An attempt to change the way contraception coverage would be handled by the president's health care law has been repealed in a 51-48 vote. The amendment, if passed, had the possibility for employers to opt out of coverage if deemed morally or religiously against their values. Maryland became the 8th state in the United States to legalize gay marriage. However, there are groups trying to pass a referendum the next time voting takes place. Opponents will need over 56,000 signatures by June 30th to get the measure on the ballot. Religious groups under the new law are not required to provide services pertaining to gay marriage unless they receive federal funding.
Andrew Breitbart died unexpectedly early Thursday at the age of 43. The conservative journalist was walking near his home in Los Angeles and stopped in a nearby bar Wednesday night. The last person Breitbart was likely to talk with was marketing executive Arthur Sando. Breitbart collapsed during a walk in his neighborhood. He was taken to Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and pronounced dead at 12:19 a.m. An autopsy will be conducted to determine the exact cause of death. The American soldier death toll rises by 6 in less than 2 weeks in southern Afghanistan. The Pentagon said two Afghan soldiers and a literacy teacher shot and killed two U.S. soldiers and wounded two others on Thursday. The recent killings have been a product of anti-Americanism in response to the February 20th burnings of Qurans by U.S. soldiers. President Obama has since apologized, calling the burnings an accident.
This has been an audio Wiki News brief. To receive the latest news, please visit wikinews.org, presenting up-to-date, relevant, newsworthy, and entertaining content without bias. Wiki News is a free service and is funded by your generous donations. Click on the donate link on our homepage to learn how you can contribute. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons 2.5 license.